Good morning. 7:57, May the 4th. No, yes, May the 14th, 2017. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, all you mothers out there. Yesterday morning got away from me big time. I'm sitting there fat, dumb, and happy, and then realized I've got to get the kid to work. I come back, I sit down, I have to go out again. I had to go to the pharmacy to talk to them about my glucose meter. They gave me a fresh can of strips and suggested I get new batteries. So I took care of that. Yesterday was a very low carb day and my glucose still measured very high. There may be a correlation there that it was so low that I was releasing too much fat from storage, which jacks up the cholesterol. Not the cholesterol, the glucose. So today I've already had one small meal. It not surprisingly jacked up my glucose. And I'm going to take it again when I get back. Because theoretically, moderate exercise should reduce it. And the problem is that I'm not 100% convinced of the accuracy or reliability of this meter, so it'll take a few days to settle in, see if I can detect any trends. With a control solution, the valid range is like 50 points. So same solution, same strips, same meter. It can vary up and down by 25 points and still be considered a valid reading. I have some trouble with that. So we'll talk to the doctor in a couple of months. I need to get back into writing. I'm so frazzled, I'm not tracking well. Do what we do. But yesterday was a very low-cal day, so low-cal and under my carb requirement for the day. So I'll take that into consideration. Dan Thompson suggested Zumba music, sent me a playlist. Which is a good suggestion. It is like 100, 120 beats per minute. I have a woodblock in my ear. Tick, 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 which is pretty much exactly 180 beats a minute, 120 beats a minute. I started up my Endomondo again to get some interim minutes per mile data. I forgot to start it right off the door, but I'll start it tomorrow when I start the metronome. Also, today is the day I start trying to get 3 days a week with an evening walk. I'm already doing, generally most weeks, I'm already doing more than the 150 minutes required. Four days a week is 160, because this is basically a 40-minute walk. 5 days a week is 200 minutes. 6 days a week, which is relatively common lately, 6 days a week is 240 minutes a week. Anyway, I'm trying to think of other things. I'm trying to talk about other stuff. So, you know, I'm not the old guy who only wants to talk about his gallbladder operation or something. Warm. It's 54. Sun's out. It was in the 80s yesterday. Should be another hot day today. Little dachshund up my head here walking. Guy walking, little dachshund. Dachshund's having words with the dogs behind the fence. Windbreaker over polo shirt. I really don't need the windbreaker. I'm getting up enough of a head of steam here that I'm plenty warm. Still a fair amount of shade. I've headed east, coming up on the Monk Pole. Say it with me, Monk Post. Morning. I started doing some calisthenics with my meditation. I need to do the meditation earlier in the day. I should have realized when he slowed down for the intersection if he actually did want to turn there. He waited until I was too far out to tell me with the blinker light. I'm sorry, sir. ADHD. Now I forgot what I was talking about before I start to cross the street. Couldn't have been that important or that interesting. Oh, calisthenics with my meditation. Yeah, 5 reps. I do 5 push-ups, 5 crunches, 5 reverse crunches. I can't crunch very far. I can't reverse crunch very far. 5 push-ups was really easy the first day, but my stomach muscles are feeling it. So I'll hold it at 5 until I could do the 5 in a reasonable manner. So I could do 5 push-ups without having my stomach muscles burn. Going too fast. Up to, but it's hard to hear the metronome when I'm talking, so generally I can pick it off, but getting my mouth to work, my brain to connect, my ear to work, and my feet to connect at the same time isn't. Let's just say it's not my strong suit. If I were chewing gum, I'd have tripped by now. Beautiful morning, holy cow. I don't know if you can hear the birds singing. You're going to town this morning. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing good, thanks.
Yeah, there's a guy who's not getting much out of his morning walk. He's got like a 10-year-old. I don't know what it is, a cockapoo or something on the leash. Smoking a cigarette, the dog is going about half a mile an hour. He's just strolling along. Smoking a cigarette. Keeping up with the dog. Last push. We could do this. So yeah, I'm gonna try to do 3 nightly walks. I'm not gonna do them outside because it's too hot this year, time of year. It's too cold in the winter. I want to go after dinner. So yeah, that's not gonna be practical for with the outside walk. So I'll warm up the treadmill and do 2 miles on the treadmill in the evening. See if I can get to 3 nights a week, 4 nights a week. My legs can clearly use the extra exercise. I'm feeling the burn on them this morning. My thigh muscles, my hams, backs, my legs, I don't know what they are. They're telling me that there is a problem. So yeah, I'm sure the extra workout will pay dividends. I just have to force myself to do it. For now, I'm at the back gate. It's just over 18 minutes since I turned it on. But tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.